Check.
Hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and across the internet. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Bickford, and we got a very special guest for you on the next part of the hour called Pam. But Steve, tell us who we got today from Valcarce Village Vacations.
Yes, Valcarce Vacation Village. Veronique Sylvester is the sales and marketing coordinator for this wonderful winter playground near Quebec City. And she joins us now on Travel World to tell us a little bit more about Winter Wonderland Adventures. Welcome to Travel World, Veronique.
Hi, thank you.
Now, for people who are going to Quebec City, particularly families, they're looking for some great outdoor recreation, both wintertime and in the summer. Valcarce Vacation Village can't be beat. Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, we're in Quebec City, and we have the largest winter playground in America with more than 35 water slides for the whole family. So even if you're like 5 years old or an adult, you can have a lot of fun. We have like Tornado, that is like a huge donut where you sit in and you swirl down the hill. We have snow rafting, where you sit on a summer rafting boat. And we even have two slides that go up to 80 kilometers per hour, so people can have a lot of fun.
So there's something for every ability, every age. They can spread out and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, we do. We even have a kids' playground with tunnels and slides. We have ice karting and skating paths with lights and music so people can enjoy themselves, like I said before.
And you're going to work up an appetite as well, so you have places to eat on site as well.
Yes, we have many restaurants. Like, we have a snow and fondue package where people get to slide during the day or at night, and they get to have a four-course Chinese fondue meal so they can relax and have lunch after sliding or before sliding at the water park and at the winter playground.
And you're open like till 10 p.m., so plenty of time to have some fun before, eat, and then have some fun afterwards.
Exactly. We're open from 10 p.m. until the end of March, so people can come after work and enjoy the winter playground during the night and even eat there, so it's pretty fun.
And it can be quite reasonably priced because you have a number of packages for groups and students and tour buses.
Yeah, we have packages for groups, students, tours, and these packages are special for them. They can have a meal, a special vacation day, and a special prize for their group depending on where they're from, and we can offer them a special package with slides, even if they want to do skating or ice karting, so we have all of that available.
And they can get all their information, buy their tickets online ahead of time at valcarce.com.
Exactly. We now have a buy ticket online on our website at valcarce.com, so people can buy summer or winter passes or daily passes directly on site and get them by their mail, so it's easier and faster.
And it's not just one season and you pack up and there's nothing to do after the end of March. The water park then comes into play in the spring, summer, fall. It becomes an all-season getaway vacation land.
Yes, we do. At Valcarce, we start around June 7 this year until the September 3rd. And we have, as I said, in winter, we also have 35 water slides for the entire family. We have two Team River, an Amazon of 0.5 kilometers tropical river, a wave pool, and all our pools are heated, so it's pretty fun. Even if it's colder outside, people can come and have fun because our pools are heated.
And people come and stay right on site because you also have an on-site campground.
Exactly. We have a campground that offers more than 600 sites for tents, tent trailers, travel trailers, and as well we have 7 teepees. So it's pretty fun for the school groups or the kids to enjoy a night and sleep in a teepee because it's sort of unique.
Truly unique. And of course, a number of people want that adventure. They come to Quebec, the whitewater rafting Valcarce can also put them into their element.
A lot of people like to come and they can enjoy the water park and rafting in the afternoon or rafting in the morning and the water park in the afternoon. They can also try what we call hydro speeds. You go right through the rapids with palms, a board, and a helmet. So it's pretty for people that like intensity.
Based on the success of Valcarce, a couple of years ago, you also opened another water park, Calypso, near Ottawa, on the way between Montreal and Ottawa on the 417 highway.
Yes, we did. It's 20 minutes outside of Ottawa, and it's now the biggest theme water park in Canada. It's pretty huge. We have a facility of 100 acres, and we invested more than $50 million in the water park to have the top technology and to have the slides that can be enjoyed for kids, adults, and thrill seekers.
And again, the pools are heated, and again, fun for the kids, because you go to Ottawa, there's a lot of museums, a lot of things to do there, but sometimes they just want that whole resort water atmosphere, and as you say, 20 minutes outside of the city, there you have it, a great place to spend a warm, sunny summer afternoon.
Exactly. Well, we can, like, people can try. We have different types of slides. We have now the Aqualoos that it's unique in Canada, and people drop through a trapdoor to hit like 2.5 G. So it's pretty intense. I tried it, and it's something to do.
And you're still alive, so that's something good to,
Yeah, I am.
So again, you know, the wave pool. I've seen the pictures of this. I've known people who've gone there. They've come back really, really having a great time and talking about it and referring it to their friends.
Well, it's pretty fun. It's pretty unique because a lot of times, like, you start with one slide and then you do a second one. But with Calypso, we did it all at one time. So people came and all the slides were new. We had different types of slides for all, for everyone. We had restaurants on site. We had everything. So it was kind of the old package.
And that Calypso Palace, which is Canada's largest wave pool, it's three times the size of an NHL rink. And when you come there as well, especially the little kids, they like to visit with the park characters. You have a number, you have some unique characters that you've created to entertain the children.
Yes, we do. We have five different characters. We have Calypso, that is the queen of wave. We have a crazy scientist named Dr. Dunk that surrounds the Turbo Lab. We also have our Saramax Daredevil, Captain LePlanc, and an ecology expert called Wallman Jack. So they're always on site, walking around. They talk to the children, and they take pictures. So that's pretty amazing for kids to see.
So Calypso Theme Water Park in the summertime, east of Ottawa, off Highway 417, 75 minutes from Montreal, 20 minutes from Ottawa. CalypsoPark.com, and you're also on Facebook page. You're opening this season from June 7th until September 3rd. Another great thing that you have is you don't have to always, what were you recalling it, the uploading money, you carry money at your fingertips. You don't always have to be reaching into your wallet and pulling out a loonie and a toonie to pay for everything.
Yeah, we
just bring
one
along like you and me.
We do have this technology that is called money at your fingertips, and people download the money on their fingers. They can download like more than one user per account, and they have the freedom to buy stuff on site without going back to their lockers to get money. So the way it works is that the system recognizes 16 points on three layers of your skin, and these points are not linked to your credit card, your name, so it's really secure and people don't have to be afraid to use it. And they can let their kids, like they're 16 years old, do the thrill seeker slide and then go make sure that they're going to eat and be okay for the day. So it's pretty fun.
This is like a fingerprint reader, exactly how it works?
It is.
That's really amazing technology because you don't have anything to lose, like a card or something.
Oh, yeah, people are always thinking they're going to lose something or you have your identity stolen, but hey, you're not going to lose your finger unless somebody's going to chop it off somewhere. So somebody says, I want a hot dog, so I'm going to go chop off that guy's finger, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fun, and people can get their balance back at the end of the day or at the end of the season. And they always have a receipt, so everything is secure and safe. And it's pretty popular because having to bring money around in a water park is not the funnest thing.
So this is something that's reachable for anybody coming from Ottawa or Montreal if you wanted to fly up.
Yeah, we're like an hour and a half away from Montreal and 20 minutes out of Ottawa. So pretty new, pretty easy to go, and pretty fun.
That sounds like a pretty amazing idea one way or the other. And it's easily reachable for just about anybody, whether you're coming in from the States through Montreal, flying into Ottawa, or if you happen to be in the area, Gatineau or Quebec or any of the areas.
If you're doing any of the corridor-type vacation time, whether it wintertime, going out to Valcartier, or you're in Quebec City, or in Montreal and Ottawa, visiting Calypso Park. So great winter season. Looking forward to the summertime, too. Veronique Sylvester, Valcartier.com, CalypsoPark.com. Thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World Radio.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
That's Valcartier, VALCARTIER.com.
Exactly.
Stay tuned on the Travel World Radio Show across America by satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world by the internet. I'm Willem Backus in studio today with Stephen Pickford and a very, very special guest, another fellow Montrealer. Pam, welcome to the show. Steve, would you introduce our guest?
Yes, Pamela Lawton is the sales manager at the Holiday Inn of Pointe Claire. I remember when the property was first being built in the early 70s and walked into it last month, and boy, it's as fresh and as pretty and as beautiful even better than the day it opened. Welcome to Travel World, Pam.
Thank you so much.
Now, tell us a bit more about the Holiday Inn Pointe-Claire. It's on the western suburbs of Montreal, and a lot of money has recently been poured into it to make it better than new.
Yes, actually, there was a total renovated the property. They went from windows, they've gutted all the rooms, they redid all the restaurant and all the banquet halls. So everything is brand new, and they have new room types. Now they have we have two queen beds instead of doubles, kings. We have suites, including jacuzzis, and suites, including kitchenettes, and it's really beautiful.
Oh, yes. Vic Phillips stayed there last month when he was in town, and it was just like... just as if it had just opened yesterday. And his room, he couldn't hear anybody else on his floor. It was nice and quiet. He had a beautiful view on an upper floor that he could see the mountain of Mount Royal and the oratory, and look down at the traffic all around him, but he didn't hear any of it. So beautiful soundproof rooms.
Yes, with the windows, it's fabulous as well. They're tinted, so it keeps the heat out.
Maybe Willem Backus can stay there when he's in town.
We'll see about that. Brand new pool. The pool is under the same kind of section it was in, but warm water, so relaxing. A whirlpool tub. Hey, what more could you ask for?
And a brand new gym with new equipment and state-of-the-art. And they all have TVs in them. So,
you said you had jacuzzi suites, like whirlpool rooms?
Yes, sir.
That's cool. Now, is it like a floor of that or just a few select rooms? But how is it? Because, I mean, I've seen the property way back in the Stone Age when I was young, but incredibly so. It's with all the new renovations, and I knew that IHG Group is reinventing itself, making things better, and so on. So give us a little bit more about all these really new rooms.
The jacuzzi suites, we have four of them, actually. It's on four different floors. Mm. You actually have the king bed. It's in the room, and then you have the jacuzzi in the living room. So it's fabulous.
Hey, my kind of house.
You move in there full time, better than at home.
Exactly. And our kitchenettes suites are fully equipped for good for long-term stays. If you have people that are in for, we have rates for 7 to 19 days or 20 to 29 days, or 30 days plus.
That's something you don't see very often, particularly at a full-branded Holiday Inn hotel, because you'd be expecting that at some other IHG-type brand names that are there. So you have even kitchenette suites, too. Out of all the rooms that you have, what percentage of them are, say, would you consider them specialty rooms, and you know, like for instance, the hotel with the jacuzzi suites or with the kitchenettes and so on?
Well, we have those type of rooms on every single floor.
Oh, nice.
The jacuzzis are less. They're one on each floor for four floors.
Okay.
But mostly we have two queen beds and king beds to accommodate our sports teams. We have a lot of sports teams that come in town because we're close to all the arenas and all the sports. You know, baseball diamonds and soccer fields. So
a lot of teams come in because, again, as you say, Pointe-Claire Arena and the swimming pool complex and the baseball diamond in Kirkland. Great location as well for shopping. Central convenient location on the West Island. A couple of minutes walk across the highway and your Fairview Shopping Center, the complex Pointe-Claire, and can hook up to public transit, take you right to the subway system. So
exactly,
you can get that the free parking and the ease of access. And when you want to go downtown, well, you're not too far away where you can just hop on a bus and get there. So that's an advantage as well for people who don't want to pay for the hefty parking fees of downtown or some of the high hotel rates of downtown. They can stay in the suburbs. Pointe-Claire puts you a lot of great things to see and do right here on the West Island. I know the West Island Chamber of Commerce has a whole booklet out with regards to historical sites and some of the regional parks like Cap Saint-Jacques and Ile Bizard, where you can go even to the beach, which I like to do in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. It's a very well-located property. I mean, the West Island itself has everything you could possibly want in the city, and you can still head into town within a reasonable amount of time.
Exactly. We also have across the street, which makes it easier for our kitchenettes. There's an IGA across the street as well as a pharmacy. So you go and load up your fridge. It's easier for
get your groceries
people.
Done, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Now, that's what we do. We travel to a town, and you know, you don't always want to eat in an expensive restaurant. And in fact, you've got some pretty good ones, too. And I'm going to go there in a few minutes. But the fact is that if you wanted to pick up your own groceries, now, the other rooms, do you have things like refrigerators and microwave ovens available?
Every room does now have a mini fridge as well as a mini as a microwave. So
that's hugely convenient. And now for the business travel, what about internet access?
Internet access is free of charge.
Oh, sweet.
It's wireless. So.
that is really awesome, because it's amazing how many properties, even in this day and age, overlook that kind of thing, you know, traveling around the world, and especially as I do with a computer under my arm, it's always a convenient thing. Now, as far as the restaurants on property are concerned, can you tell us a little bit about the great eats and treats that you got in store for us?
Well, our restaurant now is much larger and really renovated. We have a bar lounge space, okay, which is very well equipped with TVs and a nice area to lounge. As well, the restaurant can now accommodate 250 people. Mm-hmm. But we do have a fabulous buffet breakfast in the morning, which is open to anyone that wishes to come. The buffet breakfast is currently at $14.95 plus tax, okay, but it's anything you can think of under the sun for breakfast.
You don't often think of the Holiday Inn for a great breakfast buffet, but that's something that's worth checking out, because, you know, competition here in the West Island is getting pretty intense with the different breakfast places, so it's got to be something special.
It is. It's fabulous. I like to invite my guests to come in and have breakfast with me just to try it.
That sounds like something I might take you up on.
All right. You're welcome. Anytime.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we have a special affinity for all things Montreal and all things, you know, especially the West Island. Both of us having grown up on the West Island, me and Dolly DeSormo, Steve in the hinterlands of Beaconsfield.
And I remember, as I say, the Holiday Inn, when it opened up in the early 70s, it was the place to go around here. And it is always a pleasure to see a property, a heritage property, reinvent itself and make itself better than new, and particularly now under the management of Steve Gupta, Easton Hotels. I met Steve maybe 30 years ago when he first came to Canada from India, and he ran a little gas station and restaurant in Port Hope, Ontario. Very hospitable fellow, very customer service oriented, and that shines through with the Easton Hotels that his company manages under different brands. And now that he's taken over the Holiday Inn Pointe Claire, we can see how that vision is coming forth with the reinvestment into improving the product.
Well, before we had the staff and the service was fabulous, but we didn't have the product. Now that we're renovated, we have the product and the staff, which is fabulous. So we always, my line is always, come to the Holiday Inn, it's the inn place to be.
Well, that's, yeah, very clever. The inn place,
yep, yes,
for fun and the function. Oh. The inn at Pointe Claire.
Yeah.
Exactly. We also have many halls. We have 16 halls, yes, which can accommodate, our big ballroom can accommodate up to 450 people, banquet style, or 700 people in cocktail or...
Steve, you know you want to ask the question.
What is the capacity of your ballroom theater style?
There you go.
Theater style. Theater style, we can fit 700 people.
Okay.
We offer a kosher kitchen and upgraded amenities.
And I do know that you cater a very nice function, because every year Jeff Kelly has his annual March get-together there in one of your meeting rooms, mm-hmm, and it's a great, tasty dinner that you put on. I mean, it's better than a lot of hotels, higher rated, higher priced. Everyone always comes away and says, hey, what a great meal they have at the dinner in the catered at the Holiday Inn Pointe Claire.
Thank you. And for any meetings, we do have meeting packages, which we can offer to our meetings during the day, which would include a lunch and two breaks.
In the last minute of your segment here, Pam, can you tell us, what is your number one thing, your lead-in thing? Now you got this property. It's an icon in the West Island. You know, I always look for it when I think, but the thing you say, you know what, this is what we got.
Well, for us, what we have is definitely service. Service at the Holiday Inn is fabulous, and we've had guests write us letters to say how wonderful our staff is. So,
and that doesn't often happen. You know, you normally in the travel business, you hear all the negative stuff. So when you have people who are complimenting you on that, it takes some doing, and especially when there's you know, compliments on service, that's training. For sure.
The Holiday Inn Pointe Claire in the western suburbs of Montreal, a few minutes from Montreal Dorval Airport, www.holidayinn.com/PC, 1-800-375-2680.
So a little bit more, anything less? You've got 30 seconds. Fill the air with...
Well, the Holiday Inn as well has a free shuttle to and from the airport. So if you're coming in from the airport, you just have to call on the information board and definitely we'll have the shuttle pick you up.
That's pretty important, you know, getting to and from the hotel, from the airport.
Accessibility is number one.
You got accessibility, you got on-site restaurants, a great relaxing kind of place. You got specialty rooms all ready for the business traveler. That's really cool to see how well the Holiday Inn is doing in the West Island. And Pam, it's a delight having you on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite to our next segment. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show. via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and over the internet and around the world. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford, and we got special guest online, Steve.
Yes, Christopher Elliott. You've read his blog. You know about him as a travel troubleshooter and a man who knows the answers on how to fight back against poor customer service and how many elements of the travel industry are not exactly consumer-friendly. Welcome to Travel World, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you've got a lot of projects underway. Tell us a little bit more about what's new in your world.
Well, I just got back from a travel show in Philadelphia and had a really good time meeting up with readers and talking about their travel problems and how to solve them. And I just have a book out, which is called Scammed. And the subtitle, you'll love this, is How to Save Your Money and Find Better Service in a World of Schemes, Swindles, and Shady Deals. So those are my two big projects right now.
That sounds like a pretty cool book. I mean, I love books like that. There have been a bunch of them. And I'd like to hear a little bit more about that, Chris.
Well, actually, the neat thing is it's based on my 20 years of helping people solve travel problems. But along the way, a couple of other cases have crept in that are not travel-related. But it's a story about me and how I got scammed and how it turned me into a consumer advocate. I mean, I've had so many times when people have tried to take money from me and have actually succeeded. I got suckered into doing a pyramid scheme once when I was just out of college. So I have lots of stories to tell, and I've even been scammed in the travel industry too. And so all of those experiences kind of put together made me the consumer advocate that I am today, you know, fighting for truth, justice, in the American way. So that's part of the reason why I wrote it. But I have lots of really juicy stories about people getting scammed and, you know, how you can prevent the same thing from happening to you.
Chris, what would you say is one of the best ones that stands out in your mind as far as a story where you help somebody, something that's reasonably compact to tell?
Well, I just had something happen, and it was a real tragic case. Someone, a reader from Texas who had bought his mother a ticket to fly to Maui, and she fell and broke her hip.
Oh,
and
no.
About a week later, she passed away.
Aye.
Now, in most cases, when a passenger dies and has a non-refundable ticket, the airline will refund it.
Oh, yeah.
But unfortunately, American Airlines did not immediately refund the ticket and instead kept sending this poor guy who was grieving for the loss of his mother a series of form letters asking for a death certificate and then asking for other details about, how she died. And he sent all those details and they still didn't refund it. And finally, he called me after many, many months of not getting the refund, and I contacted American, and it's finally refunded her $930 fare to Maui.
Wow, talk about rubbing salt in the wounds, too. Wow.
Pardon me?
Talk about rubbing salt in the wounds, airline sending you all kinds of, relive it, tell us more about it. You know, we don't want to give you your money back.
Absolutely. So I have to tell you, one of the things that I've decided to do, and this is my newest project, is to take some of the advice that I've been giving on my blog and in my newspaper column and put it into the form of a series of ebooks. So the ebooks are going to be called The Travel Troubleshooter, and I'm actually giving those away from my website through the end of May. So if you don't mind, I'd love to give
Absolutely. Please give us your website, Chris.
Sure. Okay, but it's not up yet, but it will be at the end of the week, and my URL is Elliott.org, that's ELLIOTT.ORG. And like I said, these books are going to be free. You can download them to your ebook reader and your Kindle and take them with you on your trip so that if you run into trouble, you can actually look up the problem that you're having and get it fixed.
That is really pretty cool. I really love the fact that there's actually people out there who are willing to stand up for the little guy, because it always seems like the big corporation against us, and half the time they put you through one of these phone mazes so elaborate that they hope you give up.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the whole reason they have those call centers. You know, they're oftentimes either offshore call centers.
Yeah.
They're operated at a very low cost. The people on the other end of the line are reading scripts, so they're not actually listening to you.
Yeah.
What they do is you tell them what the problem is. They repeat the problem, which can be very annoying, and then they'll read one of several dozen scripts back to you.
Yeah.
And they're not actually listening to you, and they have no interest in helping you solve your problem. What they really want to do is get you off the phone and get you to go away.
Yeah, that is a sad state of affairs. You know, long gone are the days when you knew a company actually cared about customer service. And people sit there and they whine and they cry and they moan. Oh, why aren't people doing business with us anymore? Oh, boo-hoo-hoo us.
It's always somebody else's fault. The government, taxes, world economy, world affairs, but they never look at themselves and say, hey, people aren't doing business with us because we're scaring our customers away. We are operating in such a way that, you know, our customers are going to our competition or what have you. It's it becomes a vicious circle.
Yeah, well, you know, let me, if you don't mind, let me skip to the very conclusion of my new book called Scammed, in which I essentially say what you guys are saying right now, which is that, you know, business is not what it used to be. Customer service isn't. And we have it within our own devices to change that. And what I mean is this. You have a choice. Every time you plunk down your credit card or you take out your wallet and you pay a business, any business, but this is especially true in travel, and I'm looking at the airlines right now as I say this. You don't have to do business with an airline that takes advantage of you, that treats you poorly, that gives you bad customer service, that charges you lots and lots of fees. You can walk away, and you can do business with an airline that does, or with a travel company that does right by you. And if everyone did that, then we would not have these awful underperforming airlines and other travel companies. There's hotels, there's car rental companies that do the same thing that we do right now.
Sadly, you know, and speaking as a Canadian, anything that we Canadians try to do that depend on people acting as a group is doomed to failure. Fortunately, in the United States, I found that people tend to act as a group a lot more willingly. However, given the fact that you've got still a bunch of people who profess not to care while whining when things go wrong, what other things do you suggest people do? I mean, Stephen and I, we often say we vote with our dollars. Therefore, we, you know, patronize places that are business friendly, even with things like the Travel World Radio Show and even Stephen's own blog. We try to highlight people who are outstanding in customer service, and we try to, you know, catch people when they're actually doing wrong.
Well, I actually love that idea of highlighting customer service that's good and talking about customer companies that do right by their customers. That's really great. And there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, spend a lot of time talking about the good things, the great destinations to go, the good companies to do business with. I think it's important to know who the bad ones are, too. But at the end of the day, it really is, you know, like I said before, doing business with the companies that have good customer service, that's really important. The other thing is knowing what to do when things go wrong. And here's what I mean by that. If something happens and you get service that you don't think is right, or maybe you're overbilled, or something goes wrong with the company, you need to know how to fix it. And a lot of folks think that picking up the phone and complaining is the way to go, and that is almost never the way to go. You really want to put something in writing, get a paper trail going, be brief and polite. And very frequently, you will get what you deserve if you have the troubleshooting skills. They're very simple to do that. And a lot of times, I'll get cases from people who are just sick and tired of being on the phone. They've been on hold for hours, and they'll come to me and say, "What have I done wrong?" And I'll say, "Look, you just got to learn to put your grievance in writing, and to be patient." And so it's the troubleshooting skills, I think, that it's on the one hand knowing who to do business with, and on the other hand knowing also what to do when something goes wrong. That's what would eliminate, I think, 99% of the problems.
Documentation, documentation, documentation. Stephen himself was successful in helping me with a particular situation I had in 2009 by virtue of the fact that I kept documentation when an airline tried to claim later on that something was weather-related, therefore not responsible for it, when in fact, when they created the cancellation, it was indeed mechanical. So yes, documentation is terribly important.
Well, and here's also why being on the phone is problematic. You know, when you call a company on one of their call centers, you'll hear a little recorded voice that says, "Calls may be monitored for quality assurance purposes or even recorded." And it, usually companies, large companies, even medium-sized companies, will record every single call. And so they can go back to the call later and
catch you.
And catch you. We're coming up to the break. We're going to have to let you go, Chris. But the website again, www.elliott.org. Ebooks about travel, the Travel Troubleshooter. Download them until May, free of charge. Great advice from Christopher Elliott, as always. And we'll welcome you back anytime on Travel World, Chris. Take care.
Thanks.
ship's name. Travel World Radio, via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford, and we've got ourselves a real special guest online right now, Steve. One of my favorite places around the world that I've been to most recently is Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
You cannot stop talking about Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, so I'm looking forward to hearing more about it tonight.
Well, one of the most unique things about Pigeon Forge is that of all the places, that there's a lot of small businesses, and of course, you know my special fondness for small business. Well, there's one particular fellow, and you know how much I love, I mean, Pigeon Forge is everything I love about every city we've ever gone. It's got all the amusements available. It's got all the different kinds of restaurants available. One in particular really stood out in my mind. You know how much I love diners.
Oh, yes, diners
are
great. Disney
Styles diners, great food. Well, we have Mike Schubert online, who went and started up a place called Mel's Diner. Doesn't that already...
just conjures up the image.
Yeah. Well, Mike, welcome to the Travel World Radio Show. Tell us a little bit about your property.
Thanks, Wilhelm. We started Mel's Diner in 1993 and just sort of copycatted off the TV show Alice just because we thought everybody would know who Mel was. So there's really not a Mel other than us using that name. And we've offered a menu that's... sort of our whole sense of things was to offer a very bright, very wide variety where that, you know, anybody could come there and find something they wanted.
Well, you better believe it. I mean, I went there for breakfast sometime, and not only is the food amazing and the variety good, but it's also very generous in portion. And of course, my wife, who loves bacon, had plenty of bacon.
What did you select for your platter, Mr. Willem?
I had scrambled eggs, and I had... you know, their different toast. I had their coffee. It was a great breakfast. But, I mean, Mel, what's your standout? What's the thing you're most known for at this diner?
Banana split.
And we're talking about banana splits to write home about.
This is a banana split that a monkey would be proud to call his own.
Absolutely.
So tell us a bit more about it, Mike. I mean, what makes the banana split that you serve at Mel's Diner in Pigeon Forge so unique?
The size is most notable because people, you know, like make jokes about eating the whole thing. And, of course, you have the varieties of ice cream and the varieties of toppings and, of course, a banana.
So this is the kind of place that you'd see on one of those TV shows where a guy takes up a challenge to try to eat the whole thing?
Well, they're not quite that big, but okay. They're you know, I've seen 70-year-old ladies eat them, and I've seen a table of four not be able to eat it.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a pretty generous portion. So there's the banana split. Now, is the ice cream homemade, or is it just the way you put it all together?
It's the way we put it all together. We use a company called Blue Bunny, which is down here in the South, and we tasted a lot of ice creams before we selected them. And for what we do with adding the toppings to it, we feel like that their ice cream is best suited for our banana split.
Well, I've had Blue Bunny ice cream, and, you know, I'm proud to say that I live, well, I'm technically in the South, and I should have been born in the South because that
right.
is some more good ice cream. But you know what's even better, of course, proximity to where I happen to live in Virginia, of course, going down to Pigeon Forge and the different kinds of goodies that you have there. Now, you're going to come in for lunch. Now, what about milkshakes and malts and all that other good stuff?
We absolutely have, you know, all various flavors of milkshakes. We have malts. And then, you know, we're also, like you mentioned, known especially for breakfast and then, of course, for burgers.
Now, tell us some more of the other things. Now, what brought you to Pigeon Forge in the first place? Because you have an interesting history, Mike.
Well, we actually had a restaurant company that we started called Prime Sirloin, and it was on the corner in front of Mel's Diner. The city came through and cut through our parking lot and created a lot on the other side of the road, which is where you saw Mel's Diner.
Right.
We actually used that for a little parking lot, a sort of an overflow parking lot for the first restaurant that we had in front of it. Then when the city took part of our property and put a road there, it made the property where Mel's is over an acre, so we had to do something with it. So we researched and looked at all the different things and different concepts that we felt like we could bring to Pigeon Forge that would fit the area, and came up with a diner and with Mel's Diner.
It's especially suitable, too, to the Pigeon Forge kind of thing, because, you know, for those who haven't been there, it's a place to go if you want to really just enjoy yourself and relax. I mean, there's a lot of places you'll go that, you know, you got to button down your suit and tie and get all hoity-toity fancy. And not Pigeon Forge. I mean, you can get that, but generally speaking, it's the kind of place that If you want to relax and have a good time, this is it, and that's why a diner is especially suitable.
Well, I think so. Since 93, you know, we've had families come in, and now we have, you know, the families that have grown up, and we've got the children, and they're bringing their children. And so, you know, it's we have what we like to call regular tours. We have people that have been coming there, you know, for the entire time we've been there that we've gotten to know. And a lot, especially a lot of people, since I'm not traveling as much now and just doing Mel's Diner, where that, you know, we have really become very close friends with a lot of our regular tourists that come in from year to year.
Now, that's one thing I noticed, especially over at your place. When we went there, we felt like we were family. We were welcomed like we were, you know, long lost son, long lost daughter. It was something special. And that's a feeling I get everywhere in Pigeon Forge, but especially welcomed at your place.
Well, we try to tell our servers it doesn't cost you anything to smile, and it doesn't cost them anything to be friendly. All it does is help them make money and help people want to return to Mel's. So the number one thing we look for is friendliness and a smile when we look to hire employees.
Now, isn't that interesting on this particular show, Steve? We just came off of a segment where we had an ombudsman talking about, you know, places that give poor customer service. What Mike's talking about here over at his place in Pigeon Forge is something I've seen commonplace, and it just makes sense.
It makes people want to return. It gives them a good feeling. It makes them remember their experience. And when they think back about their visit, brings back happy memories and keeps that business and keeps that destination first and foremost in their minds.
This makes me really happy, Mike, especially because now there's something that you especially are very, very deserving to be proud of, is that Pigeon Forge itself, and I can attest to it personally, having been there for the first time, anybody who goes there falls in love immediately. What is the statistic that you guys have normally of return visitors?
As far as our restaurant, it's extremely high. We don't track it as far as an exact number, so I couldn't tell you an exact number. But year after year, well, we've kept very close tabs on it for the last 6 years, and we've had 10% more customers every year for the last 6 years, as you know, as opposed to a national average where most restaurants are declining.
I've heard from Leon Downey and Tom Atkinson from Pigeon Forge that the statistic is well over an unheard of 80% return visitors.
Very unheard of, but people are so happy and they're getting the service, the quality of service, the value that they're looking for in the travel experience. That's why they're returning.
I hear overall in the travel industry, I mean, if you're doing better than 30%, you're really doing something, you know? A good marketing with 3% return. 80%, this is one of the things. And, you know, like you said, Mike, it's absolutely understandable. I mean, myself, I went down and I want to keep coming back. We're already planning a return visit.
That's awesome. We look forward to getting you down to our place again.
We even had heard some of our listeners who've already been down, one who's there this very weekend. So, you know, I want to thank you for the hospitality. I've never felt so welcomed and so at home as I have at your diner, Mel's Diner, in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. And, you know, sort of the old saying goes, if you like it, tell all your friends and neighbors. If you don't, tell me.
And if you like it even more, tell Travel World Radio Show about it.
Absolutely. We'll tell everyone else. It's a great place to go.
Absolutely.
Mike Schubert from the Mel's Diner at Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Mike, I want to thank you for your appearance on Travel World today. I'm looking forward to coming to see you again because I really, really enjoyed my visit.
Wilhelm, we look forward to it.
Thanks very much for joining us on the show, Steve.
Another show is coming to an end, and more great things coming up as we talk more about Pigeon Forge in coming episodes, and Boomers Travel, and customer service, and they all come together. Great places, great times, great travels across America on the Travel World Radio Show.
Right here on www.twc.ca. Across America. Stay tuned, everybody. Thanks for joining us once again.
Happy traveling.
Travel World Radio Network.